story. Again, watching this Mad Max. the new, whatever it's called. And yeah, here we have trucks and cars and all kinds of machines, big, powerful, made of steel and so on, and strong guys, girls fighting all the time, different warlords, gangster leaders, tyrants, whatever, against each other in this big desert. So that's the general theme, right? So, and then we see now and then the good people, as it seems, you know, they're growing vegetables and living in peace and just want to continue that. And here our heroine is there, I guess, but they're also fighting. I mean, but in our story, I mean, I spoke about it yesterday to add something Mad Max-ish to it, but I don't want to get too much into that, like just another one of those dystopian tragedies. But we could, I just thought now, we could turn it the other way around, that in the background, we are among the good, peaceful people there in their Green Valley, or wherever they are up in the mountains, who are just very smart. And there you find the devotees, you find the wise ones and the honest, good ones. The permaculture gang growing nice things and so on. And then in the background, somewhere in a different place, those ruffian barbarians are fighting their fight and doing their thing and chasing their oil, because for them it's all about getting that nectar of the oil that you can put in your big, powerful vehicle, your chariot, and fight your war. And of course also ammunition. Gunpowder. Explosives. So you see that is going on. You hardly even see it, but it's just going on there in the background. And yes, maybe some of those ruffians now and then approach and come there and want to rob you or our peaceful friends. But then they have smart ways to keep those guys away, so we can make something out of that.